This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli returning home today, completing four-day official visit to China. Nepal and China sign BRI cooperation framework. Both sides issue 12-point joint statement. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel announces to launch nationwide vaccination campaign to protect adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Biratnagar Kings register victory in NPL matches. And unknown flu-like disease kills at least 79 people in DR Congo. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli is returning home today after completing a four-day official visit to the People's Republic of China. Leading the Nepali delegation, Prime Minister Oli left for Beijing on December 2nd at the friendly invitation of Chinese Premier Li Xiang. Prime Minister Oli and his delegation are scheduled to reach Kathmandu this afternoon. While in Beijing, Prime Minister Oli met with Chinese President Xi Jinping, held bilateral talks and oversaw the signing of various agreements, including a framework agreement on Belt and Road cooperation in the presence of his Chinese counterpart Li. The Prime Minister also delivered a keynote speech under the theme of Comprehensive Democracy, a Journey Towards Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali at a program organized at Peking University in Beijing. He also addressed the Nepal-China Business Summit. The Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Oli includes his spouse Radhika Sakya, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deuba, Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Rimal, Economic and Development Advisor to Prime Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatioda, Members of Parliament, high-ranking government officials, private sector representatives and media persons. In the meantime, Nepal and China have signed the Belt and Road Initiative BRI cooperation framework. Nepal's acting Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and China's National Development and Reform Commission's deputy head Li Xuxie signed the document on behalf of their respective sides in Beijing yesterday. Meanwhile, the Nepali and Chinese sides issued a 12-point joint statement yesterday. The joint statement views that the two sides are ready for further accelerate the implementation of the important common understandings reached by the leaders of the two countries, maintain high-level exchanges, strengthen political mutual trust, and deepen and expand mutually beneficial cooperation in various fields. Both sides agreed to ensure timely and swift implementation of the agreement signed. Consensus reached and decisions made as well as completion of the programs, projects and activities being carried out jointly by the two countries. According to the joint statement, the two sides expressed their readiness to sign the Memorandum of Understanding on building the Trans-Himalayan Multidimensional Connectivity Network and the Framework for Belt and Road Cooperation between the two governments at the earliest. Both sides further expressed their commitment to strengthening connectivity between the two countries in various areas including ports, roads, railways, aviation, power grids and telecommunication to help Nepal transform from a landlocked country to a land-linked country. The two sides also agreed to jointly advance the fourth phase of the China-aided Orinoco Highway Maintenance Project and Hilsa-Simkhod Road Project, implement the second phase of the Kathmandu Ring Road Improvement Project and welcome the signing of the letters of exchange for the approval of the China Aid Project of Feasibility Study for the Tokhag-Chahare Tunnel. As part of his official visit to China, Prime Minister Oli addressed a program at a Peking University yesterday. Addressing the program, Prime Minister Oli said Nepal would reap benefits from the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI. Prime Minister Oli stated that the BRI project initiated under the leadership of President Xi Jinping would further deepen bilateral relations between the two countries. The Prime Minister also announced that high-level visits would be exchanged between the two countries to add a new dimension to the bilateral relations on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and China in 2025. The Prime Minister also addressed the Nepal-China Business Forum jointly organized by the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry and China Council for Promotion of International Trade in Beijing yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli invited Chinese investors to seek investment opportunities in Nepal. The Prime Minister added that the atmosphere is favorable for investment in Nepal, reiterating commitment to guaranteeing investment security. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Debaraj Ghemire, has advocated for sensitivity towards disability issues and economic independence of persons with disability. Inaugurating a national youth conference related to disability in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 33rd International Day of Persons with Disabilities, Speaker Ghemire argued that persons with disabilities should be economically empowered first before addressing the concerns of inclusiveness. The speaker also pledged to make utmost efforts on his part to ensure equal participation of persons with disabilities at the policy-making level. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel says a nationwide vaccination campaign will be launched in Nepal to protect adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Reaffirming the government's commitment to eliminate cervical cancer in Nepal, Health Minister Paudel shared that a two-week-long HPV vaccination drive would be launched from coming February 5th. Addressing the meeting of the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, GAVI, in Bali, Indonesia yesterday, the health minister said the campaign would be an important achievement not only for Nepal, but in the global strategy to control cervical cancer. Narayan Gopal Music Trust has honored lyricist Shivasankar Thapa, musician Bulu Mukarung and singer Kumar Basnet with this year's Narayan Gopal Memorial Award. On the occasion of the 34th Memorial Day of revered singer Narayan Gopal yesterday, the trust honoured each artist with 51,000 rupees and certificates. Addressing the program, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Amardhoj Lama viewed that veteran singer Narayan Gopal's song had inspired people to make their life dynamic. President Ramchandra Paudel has successfully undergone prostate surgery. According to the press statement issued by Professor Dr. Ghanashyam Gurung, officiating executive director of the TU Teaching Hospital at Maharajganj, Kathmandu, the president was admitted to the hospital yesterday morning and his health condition is said to be normal at present. Now a sports news update. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Biratnagar Kings registered victory in the matches held yesterday under the Nepal Premier League NPL. In the first match held at the TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur, Kathmandu Gurkhas won the match against Karnali Yaks by 3 wickets. Karnali Yaks batted first and posted a total of 149 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 20 overs. In response, Kathmandu Gurkhas chased down the 150-run target to win in 19.3 overs, losing 7 wickets. Likewise, Biratnagar Kings registered their first victory in the NPL, defeating Lumbini Lions by 2 wickets in the second match held yesterday. Biratnagar Kings chased the target of 192 runs to win, losing 8 wickets with 1 ball remaining. Lumbini Lions had scored 191 runs with the loss of 7 wickets. Pokhara Avengers will compete against Janakpur Bolts and Kathmandu Gurkhas will face Sudar Pashim Royals today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. The Congolese Health Ministry says at least 79 people have died from an unknown disease that is causing flu-like symptoms in the southwestern part of the country. The Congolese Health Ministry says the majority of the people who have died are between the ages of 15 and 18. The BBC reported more than 900 people have been infected, with patients exhibiting symptoms like fever, headaches, runny nose and coughs, breathing difficulties and anemia. A World Health Organization Africa regional official said they have dispatched a team to the remote area to collect samples for lab investigations. Authorities have urged the population to remain calm and vigilant. The Central African country has also been dealing with severe outbreak of mpox. Democratic Republic of Congo has also dealt with bouts of Ebola over the years. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division further said that tomorrow morning, the Tarai and some parts of Kathmandu Valley are likely to witness fog, which could partially impact daily life. Currently, there is no specific weather system active in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 5.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 19.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli returning home today, completing 4-day official visit to China. Nepal and China sign BRI cooperation framework. Both sides issue 12-point joint statement. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel announces to launch nationwide vaccination campaign to protect adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Biratnagar Kings register victory in NPL matches. And unknown flu-like disease kills at least 79 people in DR Congo. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.